Burners is a dead technology.
That shit is old.
Are you not?
You're so not. Somebody wear the headphones.
They're not. They're really nice. I'm gonna get the Hello Kitty.
I paid so much money for those.
How much?
I don't remember.
I thought you stole them. No.
I didn't steal them. I ordered them off the internet. The worldwide interweb.
Alright, so we were talking about the top 5
Welcome to Patrash. This is Rick Feinberg. I am here besides Cornelius, Mr. Castle, and Matthew the fuck Feinberg.
Flowers. You said his you married him? You gave him your last name? Is that
me and him are married?
You guys had a civil union and
me and him were a cartoon drawing. I would draw a cartoon heart around the both of us.
When are we getting our the cartoon of us done?
I don't know. I need a cartoonist.
Yeah, I don't know who's doing
that. We need to go to like a fair.
The only way we can get it done.
What are those people called? Portraits?
No,
caricatures.
Caricatures.
But get us all together in one. You think they can do that?
They'll probably be like, give me your $19,000.
Nah, it'll be like $40 tops.
Yeah, fuck that.
15 each.
Do you got it? If anyone who listens to the show, which
knows a caricaturist,
no one. If you listen to this show and you know how to draw shit,
seriously, I think that'd be really cool.
Come draw pictures of us.
If they drew us like the poster for Nightmare on Elm Street 3, that'd be awesome.
I love that poster.
Yeah, that's a great one.
You know, Johnny Depp was in two of them.
No, it was only the first one.
What was
the second one that he was in?
Well, who am I thinking of? Stephen Dorff?
Dorff on golf? Like, Dorff? Dorff was not in any of those movies.
The black guy. I forget his name. He was in the
Kincaid.
Is that his name?
I don't know.
He was badass in those movies.
And Joey. Joey was in the second one.
Isn't everybody from the Dream Warriors in the next one?
Well, no. Kincaid and Joey, but then they changed Christians.
Wasn't the chicken a two?
They changed Christians. They changed them. It was in the third one, it was Patricia Arquette. And the fourth one, it was...
And Robert
I want
England.
To say it properly. Chill the fuck out. Patricia Arquette was in the third movie. She played Kristen. Yeah. And in the fourth movie, it was a girl named Tuesday Night. Tuesday Night was the name of the girl.
Patricia
I'm not lying.
Related to
hey, Matt.
Fourth, yes. That's her sister.
Okay.
His sister.
Dude, tell that story about that Fright Night kid.
No one cares. The one guy?
Okay, so, you know in Evil Ed?
No, I'm talking to you. I'm trying to talk off mic so he can tell his Dave Coulier story. I don't know what the fuck did you say. I was talking about Tuesday night. Nobody fucking cares. Yes, go ahead.
I was at a Penn State game, football game. Met Dave Coulier.
And he got raped. It's hilarious.
Whatever, dude.
I don't know. Raped Dave Coulier.
Bad cat guy. That's my thing. I do that. I talk about rape in Penn State.
I just did a Matt Flowers impression. Go ahead,
so anyway, the guy
you're on a Penn State game.
Evil Ed?
Yeah.
You're so cool, Brewster!
He's a gay porn star. He went right into hardcore gay porn right after that movie.
Really?
Hardcore, man. DP.
I want to look at that.
In his dick hole.
I'm not gay, but I totally want to fucking see that.
What do you do with DP in the dick hole? I don't want to... Frank, I don't know what you're talking about.
You need an Asian person.
You know, we're just talking about men stuff here. We've all taken it in the dick hole at one point.
Dude, if you look at like his IMBD or whatever, it's just the 80s.
IMBD.
It's just like this phase he went through.
I am DP.
I am DP in the wiener hole.
So what's your favorite 80s horror movie? You can't leave.
My favorite 80s horror movie.
Audience left.
Where are you going?
You don't know Hoagie Fest?
There
you can't leave.
Hoagie
Fest. I'm going to go help you guys about Hoagie Fest.
Wow. You can't leave.
Everyone stopped and was like, hey, a member of our studio audience is leaving.
I'm not leaving.
I left my brush in the back seat of your car, and you can't leave with my brush. Because I'll be upset about that.
Hey, you gotta take me home.
Finish that.
I want to leave too.
My favorite
finish your Olympic can of beer.
My favorite 80s horror movie is Return of the Living Dead.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I love that movie.
Return of the Living Dead.
Is like,
which one's dead? Who's dead?
It's
everyone. It's dead. Zombies.
That guy.
It's zombies and shit.
That's the one where the chick gets naked in the cemetery, right?
Yeah. And the dude's like, the guy's like, you're an asshole. And he's like, hey, watch your tongue if you like this job. And he's like, this job? Fuck this job.
Yeah.
I love that. That's my favorite 80s horror movie. I love Return of the Living Dead.
They played the same characters in Return of the Living Dead Part 2.
I never watched the sequels.
You gotta watch Part 2. Part 2 is good.
I just, he was like,
oh, wait, didn't they get nuked? Or was that another one?
That was the first one, yeah.
The second one was a continuation. It takes place like...
Yeah, but how could it have the same characters?
I don't know.
They survived the nuclear holocaust.
There are different characters, the same actors playing different characters.
Joanna Man is in that. You ever seen Joanna Man?
Oh, my God.
Joanna Man is the black guy in...
You know what I love? I love Child's Play 2.
Was that the... There's that dude with... He's in the army, that whole thing. Is that...
No, it's the third one.
Third one, yeah.
The second one is where he gets
sucked dick.
No.
Yeah, I don't like...
No, Child's Play is sucking dick if you're Sandusky.
Waka Waka. Bruce Willis?
Bruce Willis? That'd be awesome. Oh, it should have totally been Bruce Willis. Where was he on that? Fucking David Madison fucking dropped the ball. Noodle-lining, motherfucker.
Why he turned that roll down.
What's up with the Expendables 2? Are you excited about that?
No. I don't care.
Somebody died.
No. What I'm excited to see, somebody died on the set?
A stuntman.
Of Expendable 2?
Matt, did you watch, there's like a thing on Netflix.
Stallone?
It's Stallone. I watched it. The making of...
He's a badass, dude.
So smart. So smart.
He's
awesome.
A badass. Smart.
I loved watching that, man. It was so good. I forget, Mayhem, was it called? Or... Whatever it was really good.
It's like his tattoo. He has a tattoo on the cover or whatever. Like he has a shitty back tattoo.
Yeah, it's a tattoo.
We have sound effects.
I'm making my own sound
effects.
I'm
addicted to painkillers.
That's an elephant.
That's an elephant.
Oh, you do it so much better than I do. That's all I can do.
I'm Pauly Shore.
That's not an elephant.
I like Pauly Shore.
Everyone loves Pauly Shore.
The weasel. Can you do the weasel?
He just did it, didn't he? That's yeah.
Expendables 2. Expendables 2. Isn't that?
Yeah, he's
the bad guy. Yeah, it's awesome, man.
It's gonna be good.
Yeah, it's. Rick doesn't
fuck
like
you, Thunder. You can suck my dick. You can't hurt me, Thunder. Just God's farce.
I think Arnold's supposed to do a triple.
Don't do references to other stuff.
I love Ted. Teddy Bear Ted.
He
wants to make a twin sequel and a True Lies sequel.
Should make a Ted sequel.
They are
awesome. Are they? I'm so fucking there, like right now.
Have you seen Dark Knight Rises yet?
No, fuck that movie. Ted's awesome.
You haven't seen Dark Knight. I haven't seen it yet either. Have you seen it, Matt?
Can you stop blowing your microphone, please?
I'm trying to put it back in the stand because Matt and Nikki don't want to say, or Frank and Nikki don't want to say anything anymore, so I put it back in the stand.
It's not that they don't want to say anything. You've been holding the mic the entire time. I'm sure if you put the mic... Oh, really?
No.
This entire show is going to be in your face with stuff.
What's
in your dead air!
Let's talk about Arnold's gonna make the sequel to Twins.
I don't want him to.
I think he's kind of
funny. I heard Chris Rock is playing like the third brother.
Yeah, what is that about?
That's
how does that
dumb.
Happen?
It's not a tumor, okay?
Oh my God, that was loud. How's it going, Nikki? I heard Chris Rock is playing the brother, but they showed them being born in the first one. They showed Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger being
Chris
born.
Chris Rock's playing who's brother?
He's playing a third brother, like a lost, long-lost brother. Like, he's a third twin.
Are you serious?
Yes. Triplets, I guess it would be.
How's that possible?
Frank Flowers, hello.
Hi, Eddie. How's it going, Eddie?
I'm not Eddie.
No, he's listening.
Oh, Eddie's listening. Yeah. Because he's down the show.
Yep.
Cancel your plans till September.
Cody Castle all of a sudden wants to scream off of Mike.
Tell your friends that we're canceling our plans.
Wait, no one can hear you, sir. You're 5 feet away from the microphone. So fuck you. No, I'm not telling you to get closer to the microphone. I'm telling you to fuck you.
Somebody called my house and told my wife to fuck you.
I don't like that. Why would you say that to my wife on her birthday? I'm just gonna make references to people that to no one that has seen. That was in a sentence.
Whoa.
God, sir.
I'm trying to figure out how Chris Rock's gonna be in that movie.
He's not. He shouldn't be.
He shouldn't be.
It's awful.
Chris Rock is in your top five of best comedians ever.
But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, dude. He shouldn't be in
but
Twins.
But if he's in Twins, you'll love it. You'll jizz your pants.
I didn't say that.
Now Rick's blowing the microphone.
I didn't blow shit. I'll blow you up.
Oh, dude, I'm fucking...
He's going to get under the table and blow Matt Flower.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
All right, Dan.
That's what happened.
I only invited random people on the microphone. That's what happens. This is the last episode of the season. Episode 114.
I'm going to go piss real quick.
Okay, do that.
Let me just invite you to remember that we...
I thought you were going
to
invite us into the bathroom for a second. I was like, this is going to be the best podcast ever.
Everybody, come with me to the bathroom while I piss. You can look at the big pimple thing I have on my butt. Everyone.
Ah, we didn't need to know that you have that.
Oh, come look at it.
No. Why would I want to do such a thing?
Monday night, Corey Castle is going to be doing comedy at the Helium.
What? This is 3 weeks from now. Think about the words.
The Helium thing?
No.
This
podcast is
Corey Castle won
3 weeks from now.
Comedian of all time at the Helium Comedy Club tournament. What's it called?
Philly's Funniest. Yeah, that's happening this Monday. But this podcast is
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, watch me lose in the beginning. I'll put up.
That's gonna suck at comedy.
I'm terrible. I'm not funny at all. But
I didn't know what to do.
2 weeks.
Noah do.
2 weeks.
Isn't he in doing a comedy thing?
2 weeks.
Noah.
Yeah, he was. I came to his, the freshman.
Total Recall's coming out soon, by the way.
Total Recall's coming out? Yeah.
It's not like today, dude.
No, is it out today?
It came out.
I want to see it. It looks really good.
Yeah, it came out today. But, it came out 2 weeks ago. For
on your own web of lies.
I saw, yeah, I saw Noah's. He went out in the first round.
No one knows who Noah is.
Noah Houlihan. Look him up on YouTube.
Noah Houlihan. No one knows who said Noah Houlihan.
What's
his
Twitter handle?
I can't even say that.
TV's Noah.
TV's NoahsArk.com.
NoahsArk.com/Noah.
Twitter.com/Noah. TV's Noah. Hang on.
Here, Frankie, take this.
Oh, my God.
Supposed to be totally different than the first one, but
I heard, but they still have a three boob chick.
It's supposed to be the same.
No, she's still in the movie.
Yeah, she's in the movie.
Yeah,
character.
That's what I heard.
Did a
DP?
That's the same. That'd be awesome.
Arnold's supposed to be
DP
a
DP with. Could you put intern Nikki on the microphone, please? She has raised her hand and has asked to be on the microphone. Yes, sir.
This has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Arnold's supposed to be the cameo as the Reddit lady.
So good.
Can you actually buy a towel at dicktowel.com?
I have one.
Do you?
Yes, right now. It's in my closet right now.
Can I see it?
Two.
Okay, we have two?
Two?
One. Somebody puked on one, and then they bought me another one. I think do I still have the other one that they puked on?
I want to see the toweldick.com.
The dick towel.
Dick towel.
Not the towel dick. The towel dick is just a hole in a towel.
Well, how much time have we left on this?
We have
15
minutes. We have 15 minutes left.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I can run someone text Corey Castle.
I can run a
and
mile.
And tell him to bring it to wear the dick towel out of the bathroom.
Well, I can run a mile on the treadmill in 50 minutes, and this feels way fucking longer.
Because this is a 2-hour episode. That's why I'm fucking it's longer than 50 minutes. My ass hurts. My ass is sore.
We did 4 episodes already.
Huh?
We did 4 episodes already.
Well, the one was cut short by the camera.
Well, let's cut this one short, man.
We didn't even hit
a half hour minutes.
Huh?
Conversation.
No,
it was like
never
30 minutes we didn't record.
Fred, dude, this is your brother. He's telling you this.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Who the fuck runs this podcast?
Yeah, man.
None of us. Because we're all fucking just going by the seat of our pants.
The one kid's pissing right now.
The one kid's pissing right now.
Pissing.
That's an awesome quote. I don't know why, but that's funny to me. The one kid's pissing right now.
You think that's what Sandusky's saying? Come on, man. That one kid's pissing right now. And he's like, I don't care.
Drip, drip, drip. I'm gonna piss on you. This is the remix edition to that song about pissing. That's a funny fucking song. The end. Where's Corey Castle with his dick towel?
He's still pissing, man.
What the fuck, dude? Is he taking a fucking smash in my bathroom? God damn it. This is my house.
Yo, can you guys drop James off, actually? Because I'm trying to
Corey.
Get home.
His name is Corey Castle. No. His name is not James Goins.
I'll give you like $5, man. I want to go to fuck home and sleep.
I want to go to the fuck home and fuck.
I'm fucking tired and just...
Because you're not drunk enough. If you were drunk enough...
I just drank this whole fucking...
You drank an eighth of a 40, sir.
It's not even a 40. It's
that's
really
not even
a 30. 30.
How many
it's
ounces?
32
yeah, it's
half.
Not even a 40.
I mean, that's more like one beer.
It's like 12
yeah.
ounces.
Dude, you have a beer. Do you drink a, like, fucking a quarter of...
You gotta get the dick towel.
Did you not get our text message, sir?
I didn't.
Well, fucking do it. Alright, take your mic back so I can go and do it. Even though I'm better than you, sir. I'm putting the dick towel on.
With that clothes on? What are you?
No, clothes on? I'm going to keep my clothes on and just wrap a towel around me. Why would I come out without clothes on?
Because you've done that before.
I've never once done that before.
You did that at my old house. You came out without your clothes on.
That has never happened before, you lying, cock-sucking whore.
And I said, hey, don't ever do that again.
No. Oh, okay, so then Heather just did it.
No,
okay.
No, you don't have to do it because your girlfriend did it.
No, I don't do it.
That person who keeps calling me.
Yes?
Just called me again, and I don't know who it is. And I tried calling back, and they don't answer.
Well, tell them to stop fucking calling.
Asshole. I thought it was like Margo or something.
No,
but
it's no one here. Hot, it's probably one of your Facebook friends that you just tell to go fuck themselves.
That poor kid with
that poor little tiny kid with Asperger's.
That poor kid with Asperger's. I thought you were the GM of a wrestling federation.
Yeah, it's like, hey, can you get me in?
You shot that
place?
Poor boy down, and then went to Colorado.
Stop. That's not even funny.
That's fucking hilarious.
That's what Corey Castle does to people.
That's too soon. Too soon.
Too soon, motherfucker.
Oh, it's 4 weeks from now.
Fucking, yeah. They're making... Dude, they did like 2 hours of Sandusky jokes.
Too soon.
Very true.
That's okay, though.
That's okay. Yeah.
I love how everyone is yelling off mic. No one can fucking hear you. Do you understand this? Everyone's shouting too soon.
Those kids are dead inside.
Blah, blah, blah. Everything's fucking happening right now. Yes, Corey Castle?
So, Matt totally pussed out on this whole thing.
He did.
It's not even real 40 either.
Yeah, it's a quart. It's a quart of beer. And
I told him to pick up 2 40s for himself.
And
I'm pretty sure Matt left.
Myself.
He might have gone home.
I think.
I got the
I think he might have snuck out.
Right here. He just
need another Rebel and Vodka. I don't want to get up. Heather, can you make me another Rebel and Vodka?
Did you say Heather? Can you make me another Red Bull and Vodka into your microphone?
I know. And then he's snuck
in. I don't have my headphones on.
Heather.
Mike
like I don't usually like the podcasts.
Yeah.
I'm gonna not like these couple in a row.
Why, dude? There's 10 minutes left. 10 minutes.
She wants to leave, dude. I can't.
Really?
Yeah.
Matt, you can't stay 10 minutes.
Matt is leaving. He doesn't.
I'm fine.
This
fine.
This has got to be a priority.
Finale ever.
This has got to be a priority to you, Matt.
Worst season finale ever.
Oh my God.
Ever.
They're just throwing each other under
the bus. Did you ever see St. Elsewhere? Did you ever see St. Elsewhere?
Yes.
The show St. Elsewhere. No, John Stamos was dead by that point. John Stamos was not alive.
Ew.
He almost kissed me.
I just don't want to leave you without a ride.
John Stamos. They didn't volunteer for shit.
Alright, let's fuck out here.
Okay. We're just gonna end podcast here, I guess, because Matt Flowers just fucking left.
This is the worst 3 weeks of.
At one point, there was a guy in jail named Mumia.
I hope you're fucking happy, ladies and gentlemen.
There was a guy in jail named Mumia.
We're just replacing you from now on, Matt.
Rage Against the Machine was supporting Mumia. And Barsky left the air at one point because he refused to play Mumia.
What the fuck's he talking about?
That actually happened. I'm not fucking lying. Do you remember Mumia?
What the fuck's he talking about?
Mumia killed a cop in Philadelphia. Does anyone remember this?
Is that the machine? The Renegades of Funk?
I know what Rage Against the Machine is.
Wait. Referring to the guy.
To Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, and the guy didn't want to play Rage because.
He didn't want to play any Rage Against the Machine. This was back when Y 100 was around.
Yeah, I don't remember it, but it sounds from. I mean, it sounds. I know.
Does
about
anyone
Rage.
Remember who Mumia is?
Yeah, no, man, I never heard of that.
Mumia.
Oh,
there was a black guy that ran over
in the
80s. Cop. It wasn't in the 80s at all. This was fucking, like, 1999. Maybe 2000, 2001. He ran over a cop and killed him. And he said, oh, I just thought I ran over a stop sign, so that's why I kept on driving. But then they arrested him, and a whole bunch of black people claimed racism. And they're like, oh, well, he should fucking go free. And so he stayed alive and just had all these fucking trial dates and all this shit. I don't fucking know. I don't know where he is. He might be free. He might be still in jail. I have no idea. But... there was a guy named Barsky who runs a radio show.
Barsky
in the morning. Yeah, he was in Philadelphia. In Philadelphia, he was a very popular radio show host in the morning and then later on in the afternoon.
102.9, was that the...
No, he was on MMR for a while and then he was on YSP, back when YSP was around. But,
It's not around.
Nah, it's like a sports channel now.
Yeah, YSP is now, it's a sports channel. But Paul Barsky was a hardcore against Mumia because people were saying, like, oh, Mumia should go free. It's like, no, fuck him. He killed a cop in Philadelphia. He shouldn't go free. And then Rage Against the Machine went on when they were in Philadelphia, and they were like, yeah, free Mumia. So they were so hardcore supporting Mumia that Barsky was like, no, I'm not fucking playing them. And then at one point, Barsky was like, the people that were working at his radio station were like, oh, well, we want you to play Rage Against the Machine. And he's like, no, fuck you. And then on the radio, he was like, no, I'm not doing this. And then he got up and walked out, and there was like...
Are you comparing that to what
that
Matt Flowers
40 minutes Matt Flowers just
that
did?
That is what fucking Matt Flowers just did.
I thought you were going into something way more important.
Somebody.
Interesting. That has nothing to do.
No.
No one cares.
No.
Because no
I'm
one.
I'm telling you, Matt Flowers just pulled up Barsky. That's what he did.
He wasn't protesting. He was literally tired.
No. He was protesting Corey Castle. All fucking day long, he was like, Corey Castle hates podcast, pod trash. He's going to just fucking say, this show sucks, and it's all about me.
I don't shit on him as my, or on the
podcast. I'm shitting on him right now.
I don't shit on
him. I'm pulling down my pants and spreading my butt cheeks.
He did not finish his 40.
He didn't even finish his 40.
He wasn't even a 40.
Yeah.
We were talking about this all week, where we're like, yo, we're picking up two 40s, we're playing every 40 hands. He's like, yeah, let's do it. And he picks up half a...
It's warm right now. I'm not even gonna...
Can you put her on a mic for 1 second? I didn't hear what she said.
I would drink that right now, but it's way too warm, and I'm not
you
drinking
drink
that
it?
Shit. No.
Drink it.
No, it's too,
dude, no
too
balls.
Fucking
no
warm.
Balls.
No balls.
No balls.
Does it look like I have any balls?
No balls.
No
balls don't work with chicks.
No, but yes, it does.
It should.
You have to use hypothetical balls. No hypothetical
balls. No hypothetical balls. No.
Let me see how warm it is.
No balls. Do it. Come on. You can do it. Take one sip. You can do the rest. Come on, do it. Intern Nikki, that is fucking mad skills. Keep going.
Backwash.
Yeah. Don't mention backwash.
Whatever, bro.
Come on, you got it.
You guys are related.
You just drank half of that. You drank more than Matt drank all night. Why are you taking my drink away? Excuse me. Why are you taking my drink away? I know it's warm.
You got halfway,
do
the rest.
You did half of it. Come on, take a deep breath. You can do it. Intern Nikki, you can do it.
Do it for the kids.
Do it for the baby Jesus. Baby Jesus wants you to drink the rest of that for there she goes. Suck it down, lady.
Nikki,
I apologize for telling your lady to suck it down. Come on, you got it. Keep going. That is a champion right there. You should have played Milk Bowl when it was on. No one knows what Milk Bowl is.
If you guys don't know what Milk Bowl is, it's some...
KFC Feinberg. Look that up on YouTube.
It's his
KFC Feinberg. Have you ever tried looking up KFC Castle? Nothing comes up. Zero.
I've looked up.
I'm not putting you down, sir. Literally nothing comes up. Did you finish that?
No.
I don't look up on, KFC Castle. I just look up Corey Castle.
It's really warm.
KFC, everyone thinks chicken, so I just don't do it.
KFC, people think my penis. Come on, you can
how
do it.
How long were you talking about how warm your beer was?
Oh, it was so warm, I drink the It was very, very warm.
But it was warm.
That was three episodes ago.
And how long did that take you to drink that? How long did that take you to drink that?
Like an hour. Come on, you can do it. There you go. Knock that back. There you go. Right now, I like you more than I like Matt Flowers. Good job.
There you go.
Good job. Fine.
Which means he also likes you more than he's ever liked you.
So, okay.
Reach over.
I have never had any kind of interaction. So, yes, I guess he's right.
Reach over, pat yourself on the back, because you've achieved something.
Yeah, I drank now.
You drank a lot of backwash.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
You can drink.
You are full of Matt Flowers.
Now you can drink.
Good job.
Some Frank Flowers front wash.
Wow. Jesus Christ. He was talking about semen, for those of you. Okay. You can have anything in my refrigerator. Good job. That's your prize.
You can have anything in my
refrigerator. Anything in my refrigerator, including...
You're welcome.
Cheese and pickles and things that are of the cold variety. I love how I take a sip of a drink and no one says anything. This is a radio show, people. Oh, we're almost out of time.
Oh. So,
spit on my microphone.
Has it been,
what?
Is this going to be worth anything?
No.
Are we going to actually do
this? This is terrible. This podcast. We did four terrible episodes in a row.
One of the episodes and then not use any of the other.
Oh, I'm going to put all four up. Fuck you.
at the same time, or are you going to...
No, wait? I'm going to space them out between 4 weeks. People are going to have to wait for this shit. People are going to be like, wow, I can't wait for the next episode.
Really?
And they're going to be like, wow, this is fucking terrible. The next episode has to be better. And then they come back and it's like, wow.
Eddie's going to have to wait.
Eddie's gonna, yeah. Our fan is gonna have to wait.
He kept saying, "I can't wait till it happens," because he's under the impression that it's all.
He was talking about his virginity losing. I can't wait till it happens.
He thinks that it's happening all at once because he said, "I can't wait till the 2 hour or the whatever. What is it? 2 hours?
2 hour. Oh my God! How does no one know what 4 hours, 4 half hours?
Yeah, he's.
Plus
I can't wait till the.
How do you can't speak.
I can't wait till the.
You don't have to go to Hollywood to get a Hollywood tan. I'm just gonna sing from now on.
Oh, yes.
We have literally a minute and a half left.
So go on Facebook.com/podtrashcomedy and like us.
We're funny.
But because I'm pitching the same shit to you that I pitched to you last episode, and you're not listening anyway, so.
So fuck you and suck my dick and
lick
my butthole.
If AIDS had ears, it would be listening to our show.
If my butthole had ears, it
would be. He said butthole. He was trying to pronounce hole. He said butthole. My butthole.
Since I'm drunk, I just want to say, Corey, I've always wanted to fuck you. Wow.
Can I say ew to that?
No. That's terribly rude.
How much? What? How do you mean that?
I don't have a call. Nothing that has ever been said in the English language ever has been more blunt.
But I don't have a vagina, so...
You have a very tempting asshole. I'm going to stop now.
No, I don't want to.
I'm kidding, and for Rick Feinberg and for Chloe Klassel, we're going to end this here.
This is the most weirdest.
I have 10 seconds. Awkward. For Matt Flowers, who is not even here, fuck that turd. We are going to Ed Podtrash now. Yeah. Love ya.
Too weird.
Bye-bye.